What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
3, 2, 1, 0.
Hello, welcome to
episode 120. Hoda Mayer. Hey, Money Clan, a very warm welcome to the Chain of Wealth podcast. I'm your host, Dennis O'Brien.
And I'm Katie Welsh.
So, Katie, today we're chatting with Hoda, and my word, what an interesting idea for investing.
You know, then this is, again, one of those ideas where I'm just like, duh.
Makes so much sense,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, like, thank goodness somebody came up with a program for investing like this. It just logically makes so much sense, but there's nothing else out there like this.
Yeah, nothing that's so comparable. So her whole thing is that people spend too much time like trying to think they know what they're doing when it comes to stocks and investing. So she's developed a solution for that. And we're not going to go into that because you can listen to the podcast. But before we jump into our interview, if you guys are looking to join us on Facebook, head on over to chainofwealth.com/group. There you can join our Facebook group. It's a community that's close-knit and it's like-minded people looking to achieve financial greatness, and we would love if you would join us there. All right, Kate, you ready to dive into today's episode?
Yeah.
Awesome. Let's do it.
Welcome to Chain of Wealth. Here's your host, Dennis, inspiring you to begin your journey of financial freedom.
Today, we have Hoda Mayer with us. She's the co-founder and CEO of StockHard.io. She started StockHard about a year ago to enable a new generation of stock market investors to make fact-based investment decisions without doing time-consuming research. She believes the old market wisdom that individual people should not invest in individual stocks, and it's a thing of the past, and she's trying to equip a new wave of investors with the tools they need to succeed.
Welcome.
Thank you. I'm glad I'm here.
Yes, we are too. So before we get started, I wanted to ask real quick, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, like maybe some little known facts or your favorite superhero or just something fun to get it going?
Yeah. So aside from being an investor and just having a passion for everything investing, I'm also a sommelier and like a wine and spirit specialist.
Ooh.
I literally, yeah. Dennis's eyes just got so big.
Yeah, it's a passion of mine. I did a lot of I went to school for it and really enjoy that side of the life. And also have a very love, like a big love for puppies, and I have a big Rottweiler that I really love and enjoyed spending time with him. So those two super cool facts.
That cool. Is really cool. And it is really hard. I always mess up the word. Is it a sommelier?
Sommelier, yep. Isn't it?
Sommelier. That, I heard, is actually quite the quite the program you have to get through. Like, that is tough.
It is tough. But I mean, there are like different layers, right? So they're the ones that actually go all the way to what they call level 4. And then that's like an invitation only thing. There was actually a documentary about it on Netflix. So I never got to that level 4. That's like a really exclusive club. Only like 100 people in the world have it.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to get there. So we'll see. Maybe one of these years.
Well, really cool.
I am sure you have a much more refined palate than I do, because I can't tell like a boxed Franzia wine from like a Yellowtail.
Well, they say wine, as long as you're enjoying it, you're doing it right.
So, right.
I thought you were going to say, well, you need to practice some more.
No, exactly. Yeah, practice makes it perfect.
Well, and when I first met Dennis, he really likes wine as well. And he told me eventually, he was like, really only the first bottle matters, because everything after that kind of tastes the same.
Exactly. I agree with that.
Awesome. So let's chat a little bit about investing. You believe that individual investors should not be purchasing individual stocks. Why?
So there's two things. I think a lot of people just feel distance from money in investing. It's just because they're trained that way, right? A lot of things, a lot of stories and Hollywood news, they always just tell you the bad side of investing. And it kind of scares people in their subconscious that they should not make investment decisions on their own. But if you think about it, and if you look at people who succeeded, like the big investors, the most successful investors, there are none of them let other people make investment decisions for them. And none of them just invest in the average market, or none of them just put their money in savings accounts. So if you want to learn from the people who actually made it, they all make active investment decisions about their money. So combine that, if you put that fear aside and look at models of success, you actually end up with this model that you have to be very close to your investment decisions and your money decisions. That's really the foundation of why I think if you want to be successful in investing, you have to be in charge.
That actually, now that you point that out, makes a lot of sense. I'm sure Warren Buffett isn't checking in with his financial advisor like every couple of weeks.
I don't think so either.
But like, I've never thought of it that way. Like, people who do accumulate a lot of wealth, they are actively involved. And we've talked to a lot of people who have said if they would have actually paid more attention to their own instead of relying on somebody else to take care of it for them, they would be in a completely different situation now.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. And I mean, I think this is I can talk about these topics for all day, but something that is very interesting is that we are all taught from the day that we were born that don't accept being average, and no grandparents or parents or teacher tell to their kids to just be okay with being an average or just follow the average. Everybody say like aspire to be great or do your best to take control of all aspects of your life. But then when it gets to money, we're suddenly like everybody changes their attitude. They're like, oh, average is fine. Don't be in charge. It's okay. Give up because you can't do it.
Yeah.
It's just so counterintuitive to me. I mean, I don't understand why. I mean, I understand where is the roots of that, but it doesn't make sense to me at all.
Yeah, and I think ultimately a lot of it comes from the education system, you know, and that people are not being taught how to manage money in school. And it's a major problem. Like, people need, it actually needs to be addressed, to be honest.
Oh, I agree. I think the only reason I just got into like becoming an investor and recognizing, like identifying as an investor, is because my dad taught me. And when I was a teenager, I remember I used to help my dad like manage it. Our family's investments, and you know, we would collect like the stocks where paper, like we get paper certificates, right? I would help him manage them in different folders. And you know, the only reason I never got scared of being an investor is just because my dad taught me investing and managing your money has to be part of your life. But if you don't have something like that in your life, the school or the education system doesn't do a good job at all. I agree with you.
Yeah, you're completely right.
And your dad, I think, is way ahead of his curve, because a lot of people, I think it's not that they intentionally don't teach their children about money, but there's so much you have to teach your children that kind of falls kind of to the wayside. And a lot of times adults don't really know a whole lot about money either. So they don't think about it.
Yeah. I agree. It's definitely a priority. That's so true.
So, Katie mentioned Warren Buffett earlier, and I actually stalked out your LinkedIn page when we were coming out for the questions, and you stated on your LinkedIn page that there's no female equivalent investor to Warren Buffett. So, yeah. I've got a question for you. Why do you think that that's the case, and how are you planning on changing that?
Yeah. I mean, this is another pet peeve of mine, because not only there is no equivalent investor to Warren Buffett as a female, but if you go through the list of wealthiest people on earth, when you get to women, none of them are investors. They're either like heir to a wealthy dad, or they're like a widow of a very wealthy, you know, husband. So it's something that is just very weird and needs to be changed in our society, that women need to change their mindset and believe that they can make investment decisions. I think it's all mindset and culture. You know, everybody thinks this money decision is a dad thing, or is a husband thing, or is a man thing. Not everybody, but like a good portion of society. And, you know, I've spent so many hours with women talking to them. Why? I think it's just culturally, it doesn't become a priority for women early on in their life. And they never catch up. They always think, oh, I'm taking care of the family. I take care of the health of the family. I take care of my own health. But nobody thinks about money as the first priority, and just kind of lingered to stay over the years, you know, with women and female side of the household. So for me, it's all about education. I think I do a lot of like workshops with women. You know, there's a bunch of conferences I go, and just like small, you know, in my community. Talk to my cousins and to my friends, you know, whoever I can find that has patience to talk to me about money. I'm like, I get started. I'm like, why don't you do it? And let me explain it. It's so easy. You know, I think just small, just changing in my own community, and then maybe through workshops, and hopefully through my company, since you mentioned at the beginning of the call, I mean, through my company as well, hopefully all of those make an impact and help more women get excited and identify as an investor.
Yeah, well, you really make a good point. I feel like women, like equality and everything has come a long way, but we, especially after listening to what you have to say, we still really have a long way to go as well for breaking those like gender-specific stereotypes, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right. Like there's a lot of other basic things about, you know, equality within both genders needs to be fixed. That kind of money got pushed to second priorities, but I think we're getting there, right? You know, if you talk about like salary equality, and then gradually like corporate leadership, and you know, all those things kind of hand in hand, you know, gradually women start to getting in these positions that they have to make investment decisions or money decisions, mm-hmm. and then that trickles down into their life, you know.
Yeah, no, and I think it's one step in front of the other, and slowly and surely we will get there. Like, it's just a matter of time.
Yeah, so, that's the next frontier.
So what exactly is Stock Card? Can you tell us a little bit about it? Do you have an app? Where can we find it?
Yeah, so Stock Card, for now it's a website, stockcard.io. And we basically built a Stock Card to help anyone with any kind of background and any amount of time available be able to make informed investment decisions in a matter of seconds. And the idea was, most of the people that I talk to, they get scared and don't make investment decisions because they just don't have time, or even if they have time, they get scared of that, you know, research or due diligence required to collect the information you need and make an investment decision that you feel confident about, right? Although there's like tons of free information available, when you Google it, you can get all the information you want, but you need to frame it. You need to structure it in a format that is consistent, and then you can understand. So the idea of a Stock Card was, I mean, we do everything else with technology. We collect all the information we want for everything else we do in our life. You know, we have Yelp for restaurants, and we have Zillow for finding a house or like renting a house. We have all those other ones. Why not do the same for investing? Why not use technology to collect all the information you need consistently and then make it, visualize it in a way that anyone in 30 seconds can make a decision whether this company is a good, well-managed company or not. And that's what, yeah.
I can really appreciate that because I'm still relatively new to investing. And if I didn't have Dennis and like basically Chain of Wealth, the podcast, to kind of refer back to and talk to people and learn about it, I would have really no, I wouldn't know where to turn. So I can really appreciate the fact that you have based your entire business on giving people who want to learn and want to, you know, start investing somewhere to go.
Yeah, no, that's it. I mean, it's actually, I would say I'm user number one of StockCard. It's true, right? Even I always thought I'm a very informed and very data-driven investor. But since I started the StockCard, it actually made my investing a lot better because there's no investment I make without consulting StockCard and look at the StockCard and see like that a specific company's information, how does it look like? But also, it made my investment decisions a lot more consistent, right? Because if you don't have a consistent framework to gather information, sometimes you just look at this piece of information and then make a decision. And sometimes you're like, you don't have time, and then you look at the other bunch of stuff or you read these articles. But then, in reality, you're actually cherry-picking the information to convince yourself or, you know, reject your investment decision. But when you have a StockCard, it's always consistent. You're always looking at comparable, you know, information about any company. So that makes it a lot more easier and less time consuming, but also more accurate.
Yeah. And there's definitely nothing better than scratching your own itch. You know, like if you have an idea and something that you feel was lacking, there's no better way to jump into business than to sort of try and solve your own problem. Because the chances are if you have a problem, there's a ton of other people that have that exact same problem and they want a solution too, you know? So kudos to you for doing that.
Yeah. And yeah. I love that you also say that you use StockCard. I think that is really quite incredible.
Oh, I mean, I don't think there's any other way around it. Like, anybody who starts a company, but they're not the users of their product, you gotta really ask the question why. Right?
You make a valid point. You do make a valid point.
Cool. So how do people use your service? What's the kind of fee structure if people are interested?
Yeah, so the basic product is free. I mean, one of the foundations of us starting the company was we would always want to enable anyone with any amount of wealth be able to make consistent investment decisions. So when you go on the StockCard, you can just create a free account, just put one email, and you can access all the StockCards. Basically, every publicly traded company get a StockCard, right? So that part is free. Anyone without any amount of money, the free comes and then use the StockCard, it's going to always stay free. But then if you want to get a second opinion, or if you want to know, let's say, how I make my investment decisions, if you want to get investment ideas of like people who are beginners or people who are risk takers or people who are maybe a little more advanced or people who are looking for dividends, there's different strategies for investing. If you want to get ideas for your strategies, then we have a subscription model, and I share my portfolio in entirety, you know, with all transparency, with like all the good investment decisions and all the bad investment decisions, I share all of it. But also we have all these model portfolios for a person who's starting, or a person who wants to take a lot of risk, or a person who wants to look for dividends. So to be able to access those sample or those ideas or strategies, you have to pay a $9.99 subscription, almost like one Netflix, right? We always talk about our subscription is one Netflix.
So you could either pay to watch TV or you could pay to better your financial life.
I the feel decision like, is yours. Yeah, you know what you should be choosing.
Well, another way is just invest in Netflix's stock and then fund your Netflix. Yeah, so that's it. I mean, and then obviously if people want to validate their investment ideas, or there's a stock or a company in their mind that StockCard doesn't already cover, the subscription, the subscribed users can send a request and then we just run the machine and publish the stock card for them.
I love that. And I totally love your total transparency. So people can see what you're doing. And like, if there's a newbie out there and they are aspiring, they can kind of look towards like a projected growth. Like, okay, this is who I want to be. Like, this is, I'm going to kind of modify and copy this person. And I feel like that makes it a little bit easier to kind of guide your way. You have like a path.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the idea. And the idea, obviously, we're a startup and we've just been live for about a year. So the idea is to continue to keep this $9.99 subscription and make it more and more valuable. And some other things come down the road. You know, we want to be able to give you a personalized watch list. So you could come in and say, what are the sectors you're interested? What kind of companies you consume their products, you know, or what is your age? And then we basically can give you a watch list. So narrow down the whole universe, because there's like thousands and thousands of companies, narrow down to a manageable number of companies that you should take a look. So we have a like big pipeline of these products that comes through, actually the idea comes from our users, you know. So we're trying to make that 99, keep that 99, but keep making it more valuable for hopefully new members.
I love that. It sounds like you guys are going to do really well. You have a lot of really great ideas.
Yeah, that's the mission. Make everybody an investor. So hopefully we get there.
Yeah.
Awesome. Chainers, we're just going to take a quick break and then we'll dive right back into the Value Link round.
Money Clan, one of our favorite ways to make money is through passive income. I've recently made a mega post on passive income that you should definitely check out if you're interested in growing your money. Head on over to chainofwealth.com/passive-income.
Okay, so why do you think that people struggle to achieve their dream?
I think there's different ways. I mean, for me, let me just use my own examples. Like, I wanted to start a company or my stock card actually for many years. Since I finished my MBA and graduated from school, like, my dream was always to have my own company. But then life happens, right? Like, you have all the other priorities or all other things that you think it's a priority, and they all just come ahead. So I think some of it is just about prioritization. You have this idea, you have these things in your mind that you want to do, and then you don't necessarily prioritize it, or like there's immediate priorities that comes in front. So I postponed starting a company for 10 years, right? Like 13 years I worked in corporate America, I guess. And I never built my own company. So it was all about like, what if I do this thing this month and then go after starting something? And then the next month came in. What if I take this trip? Well, then now let me get married. Though let's bring a puppy, and you know, all the other things. Life happens. So I think it's all a matter of priorities and like thinking short term versus long term. That was really my own. I think that's why I postponed the dream of starting my own company for like 10, 13 years. Just short term priorities with a long term dream.
Definitely makes sense. So do you have any other favorite books or podcasts you could recommend to our listeners?
Oh, I have many. So one book that I'm reading right now is called Thinking Fast and Slow. And it's a book by Daniel Kahneman. He's a Nobel Prize winner. And this guy talks about how our minds make decisions and how we trick ourselves to make bad decisions. And it's kind of just it's the way how we think. So I'm a fan of behavioral science and how human minds and humans make investment, not investment decisions, but any kind of decision. So this book is amazing, and it's written in such a accessible language that there's no complex, you know, crazy models in it. So I love that. Anything from Daniel Kahneman, there's a bunch of other books I read and I love them. So that's kind of the book. Podcast, my favorite podcast on earth is Freakonomics. I mean, obviously, Chain of Wealth. Honestly, like I that's how I found you guys, like looking for good podcasts, and I listen to a bunch of episodes and I'm like, these guys, I feel like I'm like them. So it's pretty cool.
Oh,
so
yeah, thanks.
Yeah, I mean, it's honest. It's honest story how I feel about you guys. But the second one is Freakonomics. in that podcast is by these guys who wrote the book Freakonomics, you probably heard.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's like amazing. I mean, they talk about all these things that happens in our daily life, and they talk about what is the true story behind it. It's an amazing podcast. So you gotta subscribe to it and listen to a few podcast episodes to see what I'm talking about. But it's a good one.
Yeah, definitely. So do you have a favorite quote you like to live by?
Oh, I think actually it's funny. Somebody asked me like a couple of years ago about this, and the immediate thing that came to my mind was this song by Frank Sinatra. I'm not that old, but I know that song. You know,
and we all know Frank. Don't feel bad.
So this guy talks about like how in his song he talks about it's like end of his life, and then I don't know the exact lyrics, but he talks about in the end he's happy because he lived his life the way he wanted to. So he lived a life the way that he thought it should be lived. And I think it's he didn't definitely wanted to give me advice for sure, but like I always think about it. Any big question or decisions I want to make, I'm like, what would Frank Sinatra say in that song? Is it the way I want to live? And would I regret it when I'm dying in the end? Would I regret making decisions or not? So it's been a good good code or kind of wisdom in my life to make good investments. Not good investments, but good any decision.
Yeah, that's definitely a great philosophy to live by. Hoda, we've absolutely loved hanging out with you today. Do you have any other last parting piece of advice for our listeners? And then we'll say goodbye.
Yeah, I mean, thank you so much. It was really fun hanging out with you guys. I think in terms of like what I can share with your listeners is that take in charge of your money. I mean, as just the same as you identify as a foodie or movie buff or, you know, whatever other hobbies you have, you can actually identify as an investor. It's fun. It's not complex. And once you do it once or twice, you actually feel very good about it. It's empowering. So try it out.
Chen, as we've been hanging out with Hoda Mayer, the co-founder and CEO of StockCard.io, definitely check out her website. It's absolutely great, and she offers a fantastic service. So if you're interested in learning how to invest and stuff like that, it's definitely a great place to start.
Wow, Kate, that was really an interesting episode, and I really had a couple really big takeaways.
Oh, yeah? What were they?
I think just, you know, realizing that you don't have to necessarily just buy individual stocks. And there is sometimes a better way with more research done that could lead to faster period returns. It could definitely be something that you want to check out and do your homework with.
I can agree with that. I see where that's where you could get that idea. And I think we also have a shout out to give, don't we?
Yeah. So we released an episode a couple days ago called #MyJunk. And we want to give a very big shout out to Izzy West. Her handle is TheIzzyWest on Twitter. She says, finally sold my PS2 and all my games. Got less than $100 for everything and a crying face. You know, the thing is though, like selling stuff really can help you get ahead, and that's an extra $100, Izzy, that you never had before. So kudos to you for selling your PS2.
Yes, and at least now it's not laying around collecting dust too.
Yep, very true. All right, we'll catch you on the flip side, Chainers.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's C-O-R-I-E-N-T.com. Corient.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.